Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store consulting a book. Abner is just rushing in from the feed room. Listen.
Hey, Lum! Lum! You know what, Lum?
Don't interrupt me, Abner. I'm reading.
But let me tell you what happened. That Robert is the outdoingest one thing I've ever seen in my whole life. He can lift sacks of feed, Lum.
Lift? Sacks of feed.
He done it.
Watch yourself. Don't go around saying things like that. People think you're touched in the head.
Well, he done it, though, Lum. See, I figured out which button to push on that little radio box, and he'll bend over and pick up a sack of feed just like a human. And a whole lot easier, too. That Robert's strong.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes, sir. I bound you Robert is stronger than Cedric, even. Though, I'd just like to see them two get into a wrestling match one time.
You mean you can make that thing do what you want to by just pressing them buttons?
Yeah, if you press the right ones, you can. You know, I believe if we'll study on that thing a while, we can get Robert to do a lot of stuff around the store here for us.
Well, we honor more of an invention than I ever allowed it was.
Yeah.
When we first put it together, I never thought much of it. In fact, I was just looking up something about it in this book.
Does it tell about Robert?
Well, not direct.
What book is that you got there? Don't come out to suit me. Start talking about somebody called Xylophone there, and they never do tell whether they get married and live happy or nothing. Just words, that's all that's got in it.
I was studying over that diagram that Dr. Grill drawed, and I don't think that name he wrote on her, it's Robert at all.
Huh?
Looks to me more like it's R-O-B-O-T.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what Grandpap said yesterday, but both of us had sense enough to know that that ain't no word.
Well, I think it is a word, though.
It is?
Yeah, it seems to me like I've saw that word somewhere before. And I was just starting to look it up when you come in just now.
Well, did you find it?
Well, not yet. I just now got down to the R-O's.
Oh.
Let's see here. Robber, robbery, robe, robin.
He ain't no robin. He ain't got no feathers. I know that.
No. Robert. Aye, Grannies, that's it right there. R-O-B-O-T.
Well, I do know.
Know it out here, Dad. R-O-B-O-T, robot.
Huh.
A working, self-acting machine apparently having the power of thought. An automaton. Granny, if he can do that, he's smarter than you are.
Well, what is that there, automaton?
That's a robot.
Oh! George, what's the matter with me? What's a robot?
I just told you. A working, self-acting machine.
All right, Dogie, that's Robert. That's him all right there. The workingest machine I ever seen in my whole life.
No, that ain't his name, though. It ain't Robert, it's Robot.
Well, why can't we call him Robert the Robot, Mom? I don't believe we can change his name now, because he answers to Robert, I believe.
Answers to it?
Well, sorter. He does things when I call him Robert and push them buttons.
Oh. Well, I don't hardly think it makes much difference, no way.
Well, it might now. Better not take no chances. Aunt Charity Spears claims that sometimes if you change a young'un's name, it makes him left-handed.
Well, I don't reckon that'd have much effect on a mechanical man, though. Just for humans.
All right, Dogie, if you seen Robert lifting them 100-pound sacks of feed back there, you'd have thought he was a human. You know, Lum, he could be a lot of help to us around the store here, save me doing all that lifting back there.
Well, yeah, but we can't use him.
Well, I need some help, though. Can't use him.
Why, of course not.
Well, why can't we? All we got to do is just press them buttons. I'll be proud to take over the button-pressing job, Lum, just... sit there in a rocking chair all day long with that little radio box in my lap and steer Robert around.
Just what I was feared of. But you're forgetting one thing. He don't belong to us.
Huh?
He belongs to Dr. Fontaine Grill. Much more, Dr. Grill never wanted us to even open the box he was in.
Oh, well, he'll never know nothing about it, Mom. He's a long ways away from here. He's in Washington, Dr. Grill.
Yeah, but if he'd walk in here someday and see that thing walking around the store, he might lawsuit us. I don't know. See him working.
Reckon he might show up.
Well, he'd have a right to, I think. He paid us to keep the box here and not monkey around with it till he called for it again.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Olam. He just paid us for 1 week storage for that box, didn't he? And it's been here 2 weeks now.
My granny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is. So he's behind his rent. He owes us something right there.
Well, he'll more than likely send us some more money to give her another week's storage.
Yeah, but he ain't done it yet, has he?
Well, no.
All right, then. Why not just let Robert work out what Dr. Grill owes us?
You mean actual hire Robert to work here in the store?
Why, sure. Just put him on regular wages. Only, of course, we won't have to pay him nothing till the storage bill's paid up in full.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to go to all the trouble to get him a Social Security number. I don't know where you can get one for a machine or not.
Well, he can borrow mine. I don't hardly ever use it, no way.
And then we'd have to figure the withholding tax from his wages.
Oh.
I'm feared, but by the time we got done deducting all that stuff from his wages, it'd take him months to pay off 1 week's storage bill.
Well, we'll give him a raise then. How's that?
Well, only trouble with that is we'd have to get permission from the OP&A for whoever could give him a raise.
Oh, has he got a ceiling on him?
Must have.
Well, maybe he wouldn't come under that long as he ain't actual a human lung. He's just a batch of metal.
Yeah, come to think of it, he'd more than likely come under the little steel formula.
Well, I'd say he'd come under the big steel formula. He's bigger than any human I ever seen.
And then another thing we'd run into is the child labor law.
Child labor law?
Yeah, we'd run right smack into that thing.
How come?
Well, you can tell by looking at him how shiny he is. He couldn't be more than a year old.
Oh,
they'd clamp right down on us, just sure as a world.
My dog is for just a year old young, and he's the strongest thing I ever seen. I never seen a year old baby could pick up a 100-pound sack of feed and carry it around long.
I don't believe I ever did either.
No, we got something right there if he can't do nothing else. Yeah, we could paint some wrinkles in his forehead and get him a gray wig. I don't believe they'd ever know the difference long. Take a hammer and pound up his legs and arms to where he'd look like an old piece of junk.
No, we can't do nothing to ruin him. Don't forget, he ain't ours. No, I think we'd be better just take him apart again and put him back in that box.
Put him back, huh?
I hate to put him in a box.
Well, I hate to do that, too, Lom. I've sort of got used to having him around the store here now. Around the feed room, anyway. I just don't believe I could bring myself to take him apart, Lom. That wouldn't seem right. Besides, that's hard work, unscrewing all them bolts and everything.
Well, I can't help it. That's the only thing. Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric up out there. Maybe we can get him to help take him apart.
Well, Lum, couldn't we just keep him together another day or two? I want to bring Elizabeth down here and let her watch him lift them sacks of feed. She always complains.
Huh,
what was that, Cedric?
That's what everybody in school's saying nowadays. Hello, characters.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know. How's Robert?
Oh, do you know about him, Cedric?
Well, I ain't met him formal, but Mr. Grandpap was telling me about him. I'm just dying to see him get acquainted with him.
Well, I don't blame you.
Might get him for one of my chums.
Oh, he'll make you a dandy, Cedric. Yes, sir. I want to see you and him wrestle. That's what I
want
to see.
Well, I don't want to wrestle with nobody.
Well, you might learn to like Robert. Come on back here in the feed room. I'll show you the outcapness thing you ever set eyes on. He can pick up sacks of feed, Cedric.
Can he, sure enough?
Oh, he can do it. Come on, I'll show him to you.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's some mail for you, Mr. Lum. It's a postcard from that Mr. Grill.
Mr. Grill?
My grannies, I thought we'd be hearing from him.
Oh, me, I hope he ain't paying up the storage. What'd he say, Long?
Oh, wait just a second. Says, Dear Mr. Edwards, sorry I haven't contacted you sooner, but have been delayed here in Washington.
Well?
Please keep the box another week. Am short of cash at present.
Hooray!
So we'll have to send you storage money later.
Hot dogs.
Thanks for your kindness, Dr. Fontaine Grill.
All right, doggies. That's the best postcard I ever seen. Now we can put Robert to work.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
All right, doggies, now you're talking. Hey, Robert, you're hard. All right, doggies, you're hard.
Well, you can't hire a machine, can you?
Yeah, this one you can, I think. Come on, Cedric. I'll show you what he can do.
Yes,
come on,
well,
back
I'm
here.
I'm dying to see. I'm right with you.
He's right back here, right through this door here. Now, there he is. See him?
Well, I'll be doggone. He's a big fella.
Yeah. Robert, this here is Cedric Weehunt.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Robert? Pleased to make your acquaintance. Can he shake hands?
Well, he more likely can. I ain't figured out which buttons to make him do that yet.
Which button?
Yeah. See this little radio box here?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, you just press one of these buttons here to make him do different stuff.
Oh,
hey, come back here, Cedric. What's the matter?
Oh, I sound like a rattlesnake.
Well, come on back in here. Doggies, don't start running that way. You'll have a runaway.
Oh.
you keep getting scared of everything like that, I'm going to have to put a rope and a weight like he used to throw out of a wagon to keep a horse from running away. Look at his eyes light up there, Cedric.
You know, I'll be doggone. That electricity. Boy.
Now watch, Cedric.
I do know. He's bending over forward.
Yeah, watch him. Look at him there. Now watch him grab hold of one of them sacks there. See, watch him.
Oh, he missed it.
Yeah, well, them sacks wasn't quite in the right place. Here, you hold the box while I move the sack.
Yes, Mom, I'm dying to work him.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'm going to move it right over here. Now, is that better, Robert? All right, Cedric, push a button, the third one from the left there.
Yes, Mom, this one here.
There, that's... Hey, Robert! Robert, let go!
Watch out, Mr. Eller! Watch out!
Put me down! Put me down, Robert! Cedric, push a button!
I don't know which one to push here!
Robert, you're squeezing the breath out of me! Help!